views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And a happy, happy Tuesday afternoon to everybody. Welcome once again. Every Tuesday at 1:30, it's Adventures in Recovery with your host, yours truly, Tom Walston. And it's always a pleasure being here with you every Tuesday. I love sharing the message with all of you. And once in a while, I even have a guest or two here with me in the studio. And you're going to find out exactly who that is in just a couple of minutes, but a couple of quick announcements on this beautiful, perfect Tuesday afternoon on sunny Vashon Island. Hey, do you guys know that on the 17th annual Vashon Maury Island low tide celebrations coming up? That's going to be on June 28th, 11 to 3. It's a free family event at beautiful Point Robinson Park. So celebrate Maury Island and the Aquatic Reserve. And we have a summer youth group. A lot of you know that I'm affiliated with Vashon Youth and Family Services, and this is going to be sponsored by them. And summer youth group, if you have any kids or if you are a kid, and it's going to be called Fun in the Sun, social skills-focused youth group for middle and high school students who identify as neurodiverse. And if you're not exactly sure what that means, look it up or Google it. And if you don't know how to Google, then Google. Sorry, I couldn't resist that. So a couple of guests with me today, and in a moment you're going to be hearing from them. And here's a little hint about what that's going to be all about.
Making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Thank you, Willie, for that message of being on the road again. And I got a couple of friends here today that pretty soon they are going to be hitting the road. And with me today is Michael Fisher and his lovely and talented wife, Laura Jean Walls. So glad you guys are with us today. Welcome, Michael. Welcome, Laura Jean.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
So these guys are going to be hitting the road pretty quick. And you know, we're talking to a couple that have been long-time residents of Vashon. And you know what? When I found out that these guys were heading east, I thought, you know what? This would be a good opportunity to hear some of the things that they think they're going to be missing maybe on Vashon, but some of the things that kind of got them here. And they're both not the first generation of their families that have been here. Laura Jean, what was your experience with that? You've been here a few generations, right?
I'm third generation. My great-grandparents came to Vashon when my grandfather was three from Canada.
Wow.
Or he was two. I'm sorry. He was two.
Interesting. You kind of wonder, thinking that far back, how did somebody even find a place like Vashon?
I don't know.
I know it.
It's always been my wonder. And they homesteaded on the west side, on Colvis.
Oh. So. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mike, what about you?
Well, I'm fourth generation, and my grandfather was from Germany, and I remember my grandmother talking about coming from Minnesota in a covered wagon coming this way. And I, honest to God, I don't know how either one of them ever found Vashon, but my grandfather was here first. He was married to his first wife. She passed away, and they had built a house on the main highway down just past the roastery. And I remember my grandmother saying one time that she drove by the house and said, "I want to live in a house like that someday."
Wow!
And it wasn't too long after that that they got together, got married, and two families merged. And I mean, they're one of my grandfather's daughters was married to Clayton Williams. Another one was married to one of the Garvin boys from here, and then the third one was married to Danny Wilsey. And then Esther Calhoun, who worked for the ferry system for years and years and years. And it's like, I've got cousins everywhere.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, now, where the roastery is, isn't that kind of where Vashon originated? Wasn't that the original kind of intersection is what I heard? I don't know.
I think so. I mean, I remember seeing old pictures of that intersection when it was just, you know, dirt roads going, you know, all four directions.
Laura, Jane, did
you? I used to work at the museum, so I've got a little of that.
Oh,
anyway,
good.
The roads, Burton and Docton were the first two towns that were populated. The roads were built going north, and they were paved going south. I mean, they were the first ones that had paved roads and really nice. And when you hit center, that's where the potholes, and I mean, that's where it was really, buggies had a great time going up and down. It was a great ride.
So interesting. So you guys have spent your whole lives here.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've probably had some pretty interesting jobs and pretty interesting experiences. And anything you want to share with our folks?
My folks had the Wallflower. Opened the Wallflower that was at the center of town up here. And that was in 72. And my grandfather and my uncle had a boat building company on the west side at Colvis. It was Walls and Walls Boat Building. So there's a connection, like, on the west side to my family.
Mm-hmm.
But the Wallflower was there from 72 to 2009. 2010, maybe? No, it couldn't have been that far. But it's been 2008 that they had that. So,
what is the Wallflower? What is
it's
that?
It's a florist shop.
Oh, I gotcha.
It's now where Urban Blooms is now.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that makes
same spot.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
And as somebody's phone is going off, that's totally understandable. That's talk about live radio.
Sorry.
No, that's quite all right, Lord Jean. We expect stuff like that here.
Okay.
At Vashon.
I thought I turned it off.
You know, that's
apparently it didn't want to.
That is just one of the many things that helps keep Vashon weird.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Oh yeah.
I'd be curious who started that whole bumper sticker system, but
It was an older gentleman with when we used to have Church of Great Rain. That was every 3 months. It was fabulous. My mom and I would go and have a great time. And there was an elderly guy who came up with the there's a song. Keep Vashon weird.
What?
Yeah.
You Google it, okay? You Google it. You
it's
will
great.
Find it.
That's great.
And so that became part of the theme songs of the Church of Great Rain. And it's fun. It's a great song. But it's just an older guy, and he wrote it. And that's where the bumper stickers came from.
Okay.
Keep Vashon weird. It's a fabulous song.
Oh, that's fascinating. I was curious how that started.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They still do Church of the Great Rain, but
they had to
drop part of
it
to now it's just called Church.
Right.
And it's an island variety show, and it's up at the O Space. And if you ever get the chance to go, they do it like twice a year now.
They were doing it every 3 or 4 months when it was Church of Great Rain.
And it's a show or a party with local talent. Is
it's that sort of like what was it called? Homegrown Prairie Show that one comedian.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Did.
Oh, and like Prairie Home Companion?
That's the one.
Yeah. There we
it's
go.
It's kind of like that. I mean, you never know what you're going to get, but you're going to get songs, you're going to get skits, you're going to get, hysteria.
And the reverend is absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, there's a reverend because it's always on Sunday.
Yep.
And you can get, the library has DVDs of some of the past performances of Church of Great Rain.
Yep.
They're worth seeing.
Interesting.
I made him go and see, watch it just so we knew what I was getting him into.
Haven't missed a show since.
Nope.
Oh my goodness. So I'm curious, how did you two meet, or when did all this, can we go there? Or?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
To start with, he went to Burton Elementary. And at that time, Burton and Vashon were separate entities, and you met when you were at McMurray.
Oh, okay. The two meet.
And so you'd go into a classroom and there'd be these rows of seats, but there'd be a really wide row in the center, and Burton sat on one side and Vashon sat on the other. By the time you were in eighth grade, you kind of liked each other.
Okay. I gotcha.
The mingling of the classes.
It took a while.
Nice.
And he went to Burton and I went to Vashon. We knew of each other. When his grandfather's first wife died, my grandparents took in the kids, and until he got used to being not married and the whole bit. And so when he met Mike's grandmother, they practically gave her the third degree to make sure that she was going to be worthy of this person. And they deemed she was, and, you know. So I always knew him. His grandmother would come and talk to my dad and tell him all that was happening, you know.
So it was kind of destined.
I think so.
I think so.
Sounds like it.
We both had to go through marriages. We both had to go through girlfriend, boyfriends, you know, relationships.
Testing period.
Testing.
Yeah. Trial runs.
Yes.
The attempt.
Yes.
The I think I'm going to marry you. No, I better not, you know, kind of thing. And I did the same thing, and we found each other, and life is perfect.
She found me under a tree across the street.
for real, right there. He was under there. I went over to tell him how sorry I was that his mom had died.
Oh wow!
Because I was.
Of course.
And he came over to watch the Super Bowl. I was living with my mom at the time. He came over to watch the Super Bowl, and that was it.
Yeah, been together ever since.
Interesting. What a great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's all true, and we didn't need any embellishments.
No.
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 Well, Mike was sharing an interesting fact that Friday the 13th was actually either your last day of work or your first day of retirement, both.
First day of retirement. First my one. Last day was Thursday, the 13th, or the 12th.
And yeah. I know you had a job where you worked to the bones.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, I worked at Sawbones for about the last 5 years of my working career.
At the number one employer on Vashon Island.
That's a great place to work.
I've heard nothing but good things about the way they treat their employees and the dedication that the employees have to the company. And believe it or not, for those of you that aren't aware of the fact that Sawbones is a worldwide, internationally known company that ships their products all over the world. And because of their products, there are surgeons that have been trained for a number of medical procedures, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is the second time I've worked for them. The first time it was back in the 80s. They had come up with the femurs, the tibias, and being able to put them together for a knee joint and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the old building was down basically exactly where the O space sits right now. And I was there for about 3 years, and Foss and Denzel were still making the tent poles that they had originally started out doing. And the tent poles were they were a big seller. They had REI, I believe, was one of the companies that used their stuff. And it just kind of eventually evolved into nothing but the bones. And the difference between the 80s and what they have now is absolutely phenomenal. I remember about the second or third week I was back, I saw Denzel and walked up to him, and I kind of looked around building three and I said, look what you guys did. And I can't believe how far they've come.
Well, you know, you look at the ripple effect, and because of those two, they've saved countless lives all over the world.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Unfortunately, we lost Denzel last year, or 2 years, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, that's fascinating. You guys have had a really full life here, it sounds like, and I'm kind of curious to hear from both of you about kind of what you're going to miss about Vashon and a lot of what you're looking forward to. And is it Billings, Montana?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cowboy country, isn't
that's
it?
Cowboy country. Go ahead.
Well, the one thing we giggled about when we found out, my oldest and dearest friend who grew up on the island also lives in Billings.
Okay.
And we wanted to go there because of her so she could show us the ropes. And she called me one day and she says, I don't think I've told you. We have a strawberry festival.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
Copycats.
And one of the things we're going to miss is the old strawberry festival, the one we grew up with.
Oh, yeah.
Which is totally different from what is now.
It had more of a carnival-like environment,
it
didn't it?
Yeah.
Rides
it
and everything.
Yeah. Oh, rides and in the where the spinnaker just fell down. That was where the carnival was.
Okay.
And
yeah, the octopus actually sat on the corner where Chase Bank sat.
Right.
Yeah.
And everybody worked, picked strawberries to get money to go to festival. All the kids. That's why most people came over to pick strawberries to have a livelihood. We did it so we could go throw up on the rides.
back when they actually grew strawberries
right.
on the island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't miss picking them, but I do miss the activity.
Of course.
It was especially something to do for summer.
When you're growing up and mm-hmm. when, you know, in our youth, mm-hmm. to me, that's some of the fondest memories.
Oh,
I grew
wow.
up across the street from an amusement park, and I can still hear the sounds, mm-hmm. you know, or the smells when
smells.
I reflect
mm-hmm.
on that. And that really was a great period of time to grow up in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and one thing I know we're going to miss is I'm so glad that I know it was because of COVID, the graduation parade. That is the coolest thing. I think we're the only place that does it. And I'm going to miss that. I mean, it's so much fun watching these kids go up and go through. And it's just wonderful. And I'm going to miss that.
And I know Voice of Vashon played a big role in that, too,
yes.
by setting up a stand out here and announcing who's coming by.
Yeah.
I mean,
those
high school graduates were treated like royalty.
Well, and one of the groups got out and they did a dance in front of here, which we were too far up to see it. But they got out and did a dance routine, you know?
Yeah. They had a band in the back of a trailer.
Yeah.
What?
A live band in the back of the trailer.
It was made up for the kids.
Yep. All graduates.
And it was, you know, I'm gonna miss that.
Yeah.
The one thing I was going to miss really bad was the old Dairy Queen. And I mean the old Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm.
The drive up.
The drive up and one picnic table. And, well, where we're moving to, there's a Dairy Queen a block up.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Maybe you can introduce a graduation parade there, too. You never know.
Never know.
So, Mike, what are some of the things you're going to be missing about Vashon?
There's a lot of people I'm going to miss, mm-hmm. a lot of people that I've worked with over the years. And we were talking about this the other night. I think one of the main things I'm going to miss is the theater, our little Vashon Theater. And that's kind of that's a big shout out to Eileen and Jacob. They've done such a great job with that place. And, you know, you're treated like family there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know of any other place that's like that.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I was so amazed and so impressed. When I first came to Vashon, I'm seeing their little marquee out here with first run movies being advertised. I'm thinking a inky dinky little theater like Vashon. That's before I even stepped foot into the theater, because it's an incredible, good size, beautiful, state of the art theater. In fact, you talk about the owners, they're so community oriented that on Tuesdays, in fact, we're doing, I don't know if it's too soon to announce this, but through Vashon Youth and Family Services, we're going to be doing some community movies there on Tuesdays that are family friendly, that the community can attend. I believe there's not going to be any charge, you know, because we have been blessed with certain grants where we can pay the theater to rent the space for an evening.
That's
great. So I'll be making more announcements on that as the time gets near for that. But you do have a winning theater here.
Oh, yeah.
That has a lot of great events besides just showing movies. Look at the space they built.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to the theater. Is that primarily for outdoor concerts? Or I have
concerts.
Not...
They have...
There's a huge video wall that is right up against the north side of the building. And we've come up a couple of Friday or Saturday nights when they've had the special, but first
the markets,
Friday.
The markets.
And the Latino market's been there.
Oh, okay.
But they've had let the little kids set up, and they set up video games, and they can play it on that video wall. Just huge.
That's a kid's dream.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Yep.
So they've done a lot. The first movie I saw there, I was 5 years old, and it was Mary Poppins.
Oh, my goodness.
I was 4 or 5 when my parents took me to that.
You know, milestone movies like that, I remember the theater I saw Mary Poppins in way back in Minnesota. So we do have that connection generationally. And the other thing I was going to mention about the Vashon Theater is that's where Voice of Vashon had their big talent fundraiser. And I'll tell you what, that was one of the first times I spent any time there. And I'll tell you, those guys that run that place, talk about expert, professional, state-of-the-art equipment, and the way that place is run, then it hasn't lost its down-home, small-town feel to it at all.
When they came up with the drive-in during COVID, that was the best thing anybody could have come up with.
Oh, the outdoor films
by O-Space.
On the back wall.
We went for, 4 years, and we got to be known as the regulars.
Nice.
We ended up starting to train the kids that were parking the cars how to park the car with our car.
and not only, we'll talk about the Corvette later on, maybe.
Okay.
But the thing is how many kids nowadays have ever even experienced an outdoor movie theater, an old drive-in theater?
Yeah,
I mean, that's how we grew up as kids. You pack up the kids, mom and dad, bring some snacks and some blankets.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And that seems to have been absent for about 20 years.
Oh, I miss that.
And COVID brought about some really good changes in spite of some of the negative aspects of it, too. But look at the drive-in. You know, seen motion pictures, and some of them were just really fun classics.
Oh, the first one I dragged into with The Wizard of Oz, because that's my movie. And I went, we are going. And it was like, great big wall, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And we started, that was it.
Well, and we went every weekend. I think we missed 2 and 3 summers. And it didn't matter what the movie was. We could have seen it 10 times, but we were going to the drive-in, and it was for the experience.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You made an event out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, because we can all sit at home, watch Netflix if you want, but it just doesn't quite
fit the bill.
Not the same.
No.
Not the same.
Well, we got a few more minutes left. What are you looking forward to in Billings, Montana? And you're doing a road trip, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
out there.
We have a moving company to come to take the stuff. They have an affiliate who is going to take the Corvette over. And then I found somebody who will take our cats.
Two.
And transport the cats.
What?
So now we just have us two and our little puppy Max. Because two cats and a dachshund in a car for 12 hours is not going to be any fun.
The more I thought of it, the more I got scared.
You know, that would make for a long road trip.
Yeah. Yeah, but it'd make you want to go faster to get there quick.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. So what are you looking forward to once you get there?
After we're unpacked?
Yeah.
Just being able to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, make new friends. There's a guy that lives in our building who teaches three and four-year-olds how to golf. And I haven't golfed in so long that I'm going to be right there with him learning all over again.
Nice.
So.
And my friend that's there, he and I, our mothers were in the same maternity ward in West Seattle Hospital, which doesn't exist anymore. We were born on the same day. I'm an hour and a half older. Her dad became one of my dads. And he said that when you looked in the window to see the maternity, all the babies, we had our hands up and like we were trying to touch each other. So wow. We have been sisters since that moment.
Yes.
And Lori can't wait to literally start really showing us everything around it. She gave me a couple. Were you there when we went to the little bit?
Yeah.
Okay. And around the lakes and. There's so many places to go see. I can't wait. And there's no ferry we have to wait for.
What I am really looking forward to is, even on the island, you can't get away from the lights enough to really see the stars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I want to get out into the middle of nowhere and be able to look up, see the Milky Way. And
yep.
That's the main thing I'm looking forward to.
Big sky country.
Big sky country.
Yeah. Truly.
It better live up to its name.
Oh, trust me, it will. And I'll tell you what, to be able to go out just for a drive and have to stop because there's buffaloes crossing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a real thing out there in Montana.
Sis sent me a video of a buffalo in her front yard. And she goes, you think you have deer problems? No. You
know. I got a kick out of coming back last weekend. I got into the airport in Billings, and they had these T-shirts in the gift shop that said, please don't pet the fluffy cows.
The fluffy cows.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. With the big furry stole.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, some of these people that are driving cross-country that have never seen that or don't know the protocol or the manners, let's pet the big doggy. It's like, well, I'll tell you what.
Just once.
You can do it once because you probably won't be around much after that.
I bought him a hat because he loves cats, and the hat's got these scratch marks on the bill, and it says, excuse me while I pet this cat. Or I have to pet this.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I have to pet this.
Well, Mike, I've got to ask you, do you have a separate van to be able to hold all your Mountain Dew collection?
I actually have it in, do you know what a Pelican case is?
No.
Okay. Have you ever seen the big hard-sided cases that the roadies?
Oh, yeah, like band man. Yeah.
Okay. I have two of those full.
And we also have our Mountain Dew cooler that he has.
Yes. I also have a Mountain Dew cooler.
Folks, anything that remotely deals with Mountain Dew, Mike has a copy of. I didn't even know this, but Mountain Dew comes out with a certain flavor that's only available for a very limited time, and he was on top of all of them. He's ordered mail order cans of Mountain Dew, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Virginia.
Yeah, his box is slosh when you pick him up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sick.
This year it is summer freeze. Mango Rush, that is just a Caesar, Little Caesars exclusive. And then Walmart exclusive is, believe it or not, a dragon fruit flavor.
That's just sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a total pleasure having both of you guys. We could talk forever. You guys are both fascinating.
Yeah.
And this has been great.
Thank you.
Jean, Michael.
Thank you, Tom.
Happy trails.
He's fine.